seem like a hopeless place. A perfect picture of a hopeless case. Cause somehow every now and then the whole world just comes crashing in. Till it seems like every breath of hope has died.
Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Hope is Alive. It's the 21st of September, and let me push the buttons here. Good evening, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Richard and Chris. Great to be with you again.
And we did things a little different tonight, but we're back to normal now. Had a little different prayer meeting tonight. Jason was hosting it down in Colorado and had a different call-in number, but... I know we've got a couple callers scheduled tonight, but our call-in number is the same, 307-745-5913. And just to let everybody know, we're checking all the broadcasts now. But, Chris, I'll turn it over to you guys, and we get our callers, I'll sure let you know.
Well, thank you very much. I'd like to remind everybody that this is Hope is Alive, and if you'd like to find out more about the ministry that this is built around, you can go to deliveranceusa.com. Go there and you can find out about a lot of the things that we're talking about. You can also contact Mr. Everett Cox there, who wrote the book called Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. And every Monday night, for how many years now, Pastor Cox?
32 years.
32 years. And that's amazing because he's only 23 years old. They've been doing this program or this a deliverance session, and you want to tell me about Monday night, how that went for you?
It went very well. We had 21 cases, Chris, and we had 21 ministers. So it was a great evening of supernatural action, of people getting delivered from all kinds of problem areas of fear and panic attacks and depression and addictions, Most people got delivered of at least several dozen problem areas. And it was the fun part of it was at the end of the evening to see them walk out. It was obvious they were on top of the world with these huge smiles and saying the usual thing, I feel lighter.
Yep.
We've heard that constantly over these years when people leave. It's like a blanket of heaviness that comes off. But that's our Jesus setting the captives free, and there's more captives around than most Christians have thought, including themselves many times, because they've thought their problems were just flesh and blood. They really hadn't put two and two together that a lot of problems, especially when they're overboard and out of balance, like they are likely to have a spirit behind it, which in Jesus' name we can cast out and the problem's not there. So that's why Jesus commanded believers to do this kind of ministry in the last chapter of Mark 16:17. I see it very clearly now, because most Christians actually have those kinds of problems going on. Many do.
Well, do you think, I was thinking about that today, how so many people walk around in bondages, and they think that it's them, and they can't put their finger on exactly what it is, and they go through life feeling guilty and less of a Christian and less of a servant of God. And I think a lot of these ministers, a lot of these churches, are just training people to make do. You know, well, brother, if you'd pray more, or brother, if you would do this, or if you read the Bible more, and certainly that's going to help, but they are never set free, and they never escape whatever that is, that bondage. And it could be anything from the bondage of pornography, to the bondage of alcoholism, to the bondage of anger, to the bondage of anything that inhibits you or stands between you and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that's what a lot of psychology does, too. It just teaches you to live with your demons.
Yeah, that's it. They counsel, but as we've learned, you're not going to counsel demons out. You're going to have to deal with them with spiritual power in Jesus' name. And, you know, as I've often said, Paul had the same problem that you were just mentioning, that so many Christians, they don't realize so many of their problems are spiritually rooted. And like we read in Ephesians 6:12, where Paul was warning the church, he was speaking to Christians, he was speaking to the church at Ephesus when he said that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. He went on to say against the demonic. And that needs to be read more often in churches today, obviously, because so few Christians ever even get free of these several dozen spirits that we usually run into. They live with them their whole life. They never did live life abundant. So it saddens me. When I got into all this, 38 years for me, back in 78, when I got into all this and saw the reality of it and how it helped people, I wondered why everybody wasn't doing it. And of course, I'm still wondering today. It has grown more there because of the medias and the communications that we have available to us today. Over these 38 years, it is better. There are more Christians that are learning about it, but it's got a long ways to go.
Well, you know that Ephesians 6:12 that you just mentioned, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I can't tell you how many churches and people I've heard quote that, but then when you bring up, well, maybe there's a demon involved, oh no, brother, Christians can't have demons.
Yeah, so I wish. We actually are the targets. And, you know, 1 Thessalonians 5:23 points out that we have these three parts to us. So what's going on is, as a born-again Christian, your spirit is totally secure in Jesus, but the demons are tormenting, harassing, and hanging out in the body, including spirits of infirmity, just like what Jesus dealt with in Luke 13:11-12. So they're in the body, and then they're tormenting the soul area, mind, will, emotions. That's what we see constantly. So that when people say Christians can't have demons, they're not taking into consideration that we have these three parts.
Well, you know, I've mentioned to people about how Satan walked in the presence of God to bring Job, to be an accuser against Job. And I said, if Satan himself can stand in that presence, then certainly a demon can stand and be in their presence, and the presence of the Holy Spirit within us.
Yes, so true. Yeah, we have a long ways to go, a lot of people to teach on this, Brother Chris, and so here we are trying to get it across to the listeners out there, and the testimonies we have calling in tonight will endorse that kind of thinking, because they are all Christians, and yet they were having various kinds of problems that they've gotten delivered from. And so, you know, nothing like testimonies to share. And you hear enough testimonies, it starts sinking in. Maybe there's something to it.
Well, I've had incidents happen that I'd like to bring up to you. You know, we've talked in the past about how children in a lot of times Christian children will have these invisible playmates. This one little girl that I know had an entity come to her. Said it was a large male, tall, sandy blonde hair, real gentle, to speak with her, and he said that he was the angel Gabriel. So we counseled the little girl that the next time he comes, you demand in the name of Jesus Christ to tell her who he served. And he came, and guess who he said that he served?
Satan.
He said, when confronted with that question, he said, I serve Satan.
Yes. And there's another scripture along those lines in 1 Corinthians, 1 John 4, 4, 2 and 3, right in there, where we read that Satan can... No, that's... I'm sorry, it's 2 Corinthians 11...
14.
14, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where it says that Satan can pose as an angel of light. And we've seen that for years, where people think it's God talking to them or an angel bringing a message, and they don't have any understanding to challenge the spirit. And then it is in 1 John 4, I'll get it straight here in a minute, 1 John 4, where we read that we can say to a voice or some entity that seems to be there, will you confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh? And it will say yes or no to that. So that's how you can pin them down, which side they're on. And it's tricky. They've had a lot of time to get good at it, and they're pretty good at trying to torpedo Christians. They've been working in for many years.
Well, Rusty, are you on the line with us now?
Yes, sir.
Well, hello, Rusty. I'm Chris, and this is, I think you know Pastor Cox already.
Hello,
yeah,
Chris.
Hi, Rusty.
Hello. Hi. How are y'all tonight?
Well, we're blessed, and I've heard that about you, Rusty.
I'm very blessed.
Well,
I praise God for everything in my life, and I'm happy to be here tonight on your radio show.
Yeah, well, I'd ask you to call in to, of course, share, if you would, about how you first learned about deliverance and the reality of it, and then you might share you know, any experiences you've had that would be interesting to talk about. So why don't you go right ahead?
Okay. I'll I first started whenever I became born again, the Lord started teaching me some things about deliverance and what he was talking about, you know, us as believers or followers of him you know, having the authority, him giving that authority to us to be able to get rid of a lot of the problems that people have today and that you see in the body of Christ. And I went to an Assembly of God church several years back, probably close to 20 years back, that they actually, it was the first church that I had ever been to that, you know, practiced what the Word actually said, you know, what Jesus said for us to do, gave us the commission to do, so I got involved with it then at that time, and I actually saw the Lord doing all kinds of miraculous works, you know, in the power of Jesus' name, and it, you know, it was over a period of years before I came across your ministry, and that was through another Full Gospel Church in Moore, Oklahoma, a place called Capitol Hill Full Gospel, and I was probably back whenever you were at City Church. And I sat in on a few meetings, and I went through deliverance there at one time, and it totally set me free. It was something that I think that every Christian out there would benefit from, and it's amazing, you know, what the Holy Spirit still does, and the Word is the truth that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still heals people today, and a lot of people don't believe that, but that's what He's waiting for, somebody to actually believe Him and act on it. And through your ministry, I've come across you again and gotten involved and worked with you, and Holy Spirit has done miraculous things in my life just through sitting through your sessions, and you ministered to me the first time just been recently, a little over a month ago or so, and I had come in there after I had had a vehicle accident years back. And the doctors had my left leg had been crushed, and my foot, every bone in my foot had been crushed, and you know, the doctors put me back together, and the doctor actually told me that he used a textbook. You know, he didn't specialize in that part of orthopedics. He put me back together, and I had all kinds of pain. I lived with pain for years, you know, afterwards, and they told me that I would most probably never walk again. And, well, Jesus told me differently. So I just did not receive what they told me, and I went through some physical therapy and kept believing God for my healing. And, you know, eventually I got back to where I could walk, but I still had the pain. I had a limp. And, you know, that I kind of was thinking to myself, it was the enemy telling me that, but I was thinking to myself that I was going to be like that the rest of my life, you know, and but still inside of me, Jesus is telling me you're going to be healed. And so whenever I ran across you and you went through the deliverance with me, I mean, not only was I set free from a lot of things that I was being tormented with that I really didn't even realize that I had, things that were open doors through unforgiveness, for example, that I didn't know that I even had, you know, clear back from whenever I was a child. I mean, you know, I'm 58 years old now, and so I've been carrying those things around with me for a long time, and I got totally set free with you. And at the end of the session, the Holy Spirit took all the pain away out of my leg and pain that I was having in my back and in my neck, and actually adjusted my leg to where it was the same length as the other one, and I no longer had a limp anymore. So whenever I walked out of there after the deliverance session that night, I was totally whole. And I'm still staying set free and still totally whole. So as far as the pain goes, the pain is gone. I no longer have to take any kind of pain medicine, for the pain. My mind is clear. If something does try to make a run on my house again, I have the tools. I know the word, and I know the authority that we have in Jesus' name to command those things to leave and go straight to the feet of Jesus. I've learned a lot, just by listening to the Holy Spirit and being able to work with your ministry. It's really something that's been a great blessing to me.
Well, and you're a blessing to us, Rusty. That's an exciting testimony. And Rusty's going through our training right now to be a team leader at Deliverance Ministry. So I'm excited about that, Rusty. As you already realize, it's a tremendous fulfillment. Each minister at the end of a ministry session is on a huge high. I'm still on a high for Monday night,
Me too.
Rusty, we were talking earlier.
It's great to see people from other, that were in denominational churches come and get set free. And the Lord's been drawing a lot of people for this reason and drawing them to this ministry. I believe that the Lord's going to even draw more and more and continue to set the captives free. And I'm just blessed to be a part of it. I praise God for that.
Chris, did you have
given me that opportunity to do the things that he did and that he instructed
Amen.
Us to do.
Rusty, we were talking earlier about how Satan and these demons hinder people in their Christian walk. Can you, for our listeners out there, give an example or talk about how the pre-deliverance struggles that you might have had as opposed to afterwards, and about how much, in the past we've had a lot of people testify that their understanding of the Word is bigger, their clarity for hearing the Word is better, and hearing from the Lord. If you could address that, just for people out there that may think they need deliverance but don't know how Satan may attack them in their daily walk.
Well, we're as Christians, we're in contact with the world daily, and we're called to love one another. Jesus told us, that's how men will know that we're his disciples, that we have love for one another. And you run into people all the time that is hard to love. I found that out. And the Lord wants me to do it anyway. And whenever I do, they see something that is in me and it's Christ in me. It's the Holy Spirit that I've been baptized with that they see that they like. There's something about me that's different. And it's kind of like they're attracted to me, and then I can tell them about Jesus. And some of the people are already Christians that I've spoken with, and they're doing things with, they've had a problem with pornography, or they've had a problem, trying on their own to be able to do things the right way. And they've been tormented, like smoke. People smoke, and I don't condemn anybody. Jesus didn't come to condemn us, but that was a problem that I had was with cigarettes. And I could not quit. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, by Him, He took it away from me. Just totally took it, delivered me from it, took that away. I have no urge and have not smoked in over 20 years. and doctors can look at my lungs and see how bad my lungs were, or still are, according to the x-rays. You know, they look terrible. You know, they can't understand, you know, how I don't have something like emphysema or something in my life. But when the Lord told me to quit, I gave it to Him in the power of Jesus' name. I gave it to Him, and He took that away from me. I never smoked again after that. And it's the same thing that happens in the deliverance ministry. Some of the other things that had bothered me, you know, the devil's a liar, and he'll tell you things, you know, to make you kind of stray away from the Lord, you know, or not be a good example for the Lord, and it's almost impossible to really praise God the way that He deserves and He should be praised whenever these things are tormenting you. I've seen it in several churches that I've been in. You know, the Lord tells you in the Gospels and even in the book of Revelation that he that has an ear go into the churches and hear what the Spirit says into the churches. And I took him by his word whenever I heard that and read that and believed him for that. And I've gone into several different churches since I've been born again spiritually, and you can see that going on in the churches. And some of the things that Everett has taught me, or that God has taught me through the years, and Everett is still teaching me in this ministry program that I'm learning, I've been able to help other people get set free and take it to other churches that I've gone to, and they're using it in their ministries. And, you know, that's glory to God. I praise Him for what He's doing, and I thank Everett for being an obedient servant to God in doing the works of Jesus as He, you know, asks for us to do. And, you know, it's wonderful. I really can't put words on it, you know. It's just amazing what He does. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and He really does set you free. And as the Word says, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And He does. He's totally free. So that are coming to me. If they do, I have had, you know, afterwards, you know, never told me that this may happen. You know, things would try to come back, and I know what to do exactly as a Christian to keep those away and to keep them at bay. And you know, I'm pretty much, any longer, if I'm not even being bothered by that at all. You know, I sleep well at night. You know, I'm free, and I praise God. I thank God, like I said, for Everett's ministry and the things that people as Christians, if they would, you know, open their heart and listen to God and read the Word and see that there is a place where they can go, and that is through Everett's ministry, and it will help them tremendously.
Well, it's easy to tell, Rusty, you have a peace, great peace.
Yeah. There's total peace inside of me that, you know, it's the peace that surpasses all understanding, according to the Word, and that's what it is. I can't really describe what it is, but you know, I am totally peaceful and free. You know, and I would love to see people that I know that I've met in other churches that I've gone to worship, you know, to get set free also. And it doesn't matter. You know, God loves all of His people, and He wants to see them get set free also. So that's my prayer tonight, that God will continue to draw all men into Himself and set the captives free. And I believe that their first step would be a good step to head towards your ministry.
Well, thank you, Rusty. And we were talking earlier about how many Christians are out there that are tormented with various kinds of problems, and they haven't put two and two together that those problems could actually have a spiritual base, which in Jesus' name we can cast out. Now, there's more to this kind of ministry than just casting out. That is how we started, how I started 38 years ago, but over the years, we've learned these demons have come through doors many times of various types, even generational doors. There's 15 doors that we've recognized, and so we deal with those typical doors before we actually minister. We have a door closing prayer, as we call it. It takes about 15 minutes. And people repeat it, breaking all kinds of curses and repenting of possible things. Close those doors before ministry. And as a result, we seldom have an outcry. It's usually pretty low-key. I mean, we go many months. Like our 21 cases we had Monday night, there weren't any outcries that I heard. We do occasionally have them, but it's rare, and it's low-key overall. And comfortable kind of ministry, even though people do yawn, cough, or burp some as these things come out. Did you experience some of that, Rusty?
I experienced all of the above, yawn, coughs, and burps, and it felt like things actually, tingling in the top of my head, demons leaving my body, and that I had no idea that were there. There's a suspect list that you have, and I've been a Christian for a long time, and a born-again Christian. I haven't been spirit-filled Christian. I come from a background to where they really don't believe in all of that, and they're still saved people, but they don't believe in all of God's word. And I'll tell you what, I don't even want to mention the denomination, but I've got so many people that I know and so many friends that I know that if they were to go through this, they would totally be set free, and they would know how to stay set free, and it would help so many people in their walk with God. And our example in the world to others, and it does draw other people, to Christ. Because the world is looking at us to start with, if we're Christians, and they know if we're Christians or not. And if we have these problem areas in our life, it's not a good example for the Lord, once you get set free, it's a totally different story. They can't say that about you because God totally changes you.
But we've all seen Christians.
I don't really know how to explain
it
in words, but I'm doing the best that I can.
You are, and we've all seen Christians that had the various problems that you wondered. Why would a Christian have that kind of problem going on? It seemed out of context, to be a born-again Christian, and yet they're doing weird things. It is about three dozen demons bothering them and tormenting them and pushing them, even manifesting at times where it will even take over. That's why Jesus commanded us to cast these things out.
A lot of it is generational, and I would never have thought that, scripture shows you that it is, once you go through that door closing prayer that you were speaking about earlier, those things get broken off of a person if they really are interested in getting set free, and they get broken off of them, and whenever a minister ministers to them, they totally get broken off of them, and they get filled with the Spirit. They have the opportunity. Some of the churches that I've been in don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and not in that context with speaking of tongues or other spiritual gifts that the Lord will give to His body, and they think that is something that passed away a long time ago, and I'm here to tell you that it's still true today, and you know God's shown me many times that He's still here with me everywhere I go, you know, and He's never left
Amen.
Me, He's never forsaken me, and He's shown me the truth, so I don't ever want to have anything back on me again, you know. It's such a joy to be set free and have those curses broken off of your family and your family line and your seed and as far back as up to 10 generations or even as far back all the way to the beginning when Adam and Eve were created.
With the power we have, we can break any more than that.
And I would love for everybody out there to experience this. At least come and give it a shot, you know, and just to see it. If they don't believe what my testimony is, let them come and find out for themselves and get set free. God will show them, and the Holy Spirit still today, and you know that's why Jesus did what He did for us, so that He could send us that blessing and send the Holy Spirit back to us, and it didn't end like a lot of people think. Or 80 years after whenever a lot of the scriptures were written, it's been going on and throughout the years, and it was great to be able to find churches that believe that way and actually act on the word and see people not only get healed spiritually, but physically.
Amen.
Also,
amen.
People with
Rusty,
with
Rusty
disorder and things. You know?
Rusty.
Rusty, we have our other caller on the line, so I want to thank you for calling in and sharing. It was a great testimony, and I'll see you next Monday night. Amen.
Okay. Well, praise God. Thank you for having me on. You have a good evening,
Rusty. Brother.
Hello, Amy. You're online with Hope is Alive. How are you?
Hi, I'm great.
Well, good.
Hi,
how are
Amy.
You guys? Hi.
Oh, doing great, and I so appreciate you calling in. I knew you had a testimony you could share and kind of how you first learned about deliverance and saw the reality of it and then any experiences you're comfortable in sharing.
Yeah. Well, I have suffered from migraines off and on ever since I was a child. And back in December, I came down with a migraine, and it was just horrible. It would not go away, and it lasted for literally weeks. It would, you know, get really, really intense, and then it would, you know, calm down a little bit to like a dull headache where you could still, you know, kind of function. But I went to the emergency room like three times. They were running all these tests on me, and I just wasn't getting well, and my eyes were being affected by it, my hearing, and I was dizzy a lot. And I finally got to a point where I was kind of stabilizing, kind of getting a little bit better, but still having lots of problems. And my brother has gone to your deliverance ministry before. He was dealing with some depression, and you guys really helped him. And he said, I want you to go to this, you know, because everything I was trying was not working. And so I went, and that was like one of the best things that ever happened to me. you know, I went and got prayed over, and just I got to take in the Holy Spirit, got baptized in the Holy Spirit, and that was just like the most wonderful experience in my life, because I didn't know that you could actually like feel, like physically feel the presence of God come on you like that. It was just amazing. I've never felt so much like energy and like a heat and just a complete peace that came over me, and it was just, it was so amazing, and I'm so grateful for that, to be able to get to have that experience. And I slowly started getting better after I left there, and I haven't had a migraine since. And I, you know, it's like just gave me, I guess it just lit a fire in me, like to seek out God even more, because I just got like a little glimpse of, you know, like God and His power and just the Holy Spirit. You know, I've gone to church all my life where we didn't really, you know, lay hands on each other and baptize in the Holy Spirit and that kind of thing. And, you know, I kind of heard of it, but, you know, didn't really know a lot about it. But ever since then, you know, we tried some other churches, and we found a church that completely believes in that. And we've seen healings and, I mean, just a different side to worship that you just don't even realize is out there until you actually experience something like this. And it's just, it's amazing. That's all I can say. Amy, it's just so amazing.
Praise God, that is exciting, Amy. And how long has it been since you were ministered to?
Back in February is when I went. And I was just really sick that night. I didn't know, you know, I was weak. I didn't know how I was going to be able to do it. I mean, I knew, like, you know, I just wanted to go, and I thought, you know, nothing else is helping me. You know, God's got to help me get through this. And
when
He did.
When you ministered to Amy, could you feel
that was awesome.
The spirits coming out? Could you feel?
And ever since then, you know,
around?
I've always been a Christian. Always, you know, read the Bible, go to church every Sunday. But just like since that, I have like just had a closer, more close with God. Like I pray more, I thank Him more, I, you know, go to church more, and you know, my boys, I have two sons that are teenagers. They've noticed this in me, and you know, they've got to see some things that's like just amazing since this has happened. Like, you know, now they'll come to me and say, "Mom, can you pray over me? You know, I need some prayer." And you know, it's amazing. You know what God can do if we just ask.
That is awesome. And Amy, when you were ministered to, could you feel the spirits coming out? Anything like that?
I did, actually. I felt like I was kind of being kind of drawn down. Like, I could feel like something was just, like, pulling. It was pulling me. And, like, I felt like I didn't want to breathe for a minute. You know, like, I was just trying to hold something in. But then once it went away, and at the end of that night, I felt like I was so much lighter. I felt like a... like, you know, just released so much, like, pressure or heaviness. And I could just tell, like, I felt so much better when I left. And I slept better that night. And I was having kind of anxiety from the headache, because I was so worried that it wasn't going to go away. And I was, you know, having other issues with my eyes and ears from it. And I was just stressing because, you know, as a mom, you have so much responsibility, and when you're down, you know, it's just like everything kind of just shuts down. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely did feel like a release.
And, of course, we hear that a lot. People say they feel lighter after the ministry session, and so it's not unusual.
Yeah, and I slept better that night, too. I slept a lot better that night. I didn't have like anxiety, and you know, I just felt more peaceful.
Praise God.
But I was so excited about the Holy Spirit and getting to, you know, feel that I was just kind of energized too from that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, of course, more boldness is so, it's a baptism for service is like in Acts 1:8, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you'll be able to witness into other most parts of the earth. And,
yeah.
And that's certainly what I experienced 38 years ago when I received the baptism.
Yeah, and I got to speak in tongues that evening. Like I would say, you know, I got to speak a few words, but you know, after I left that, I kept praying and, you know, asking God just to fill me with the Holy Spirit. And, like, now I can speak in sentences. You know, it's just awesome. I'll pray normally, and then I'll sit and I'll pray in, you know, in tongues. So it's just, it's really, really awesome.
Amen.
Something that I never, you know, I never knew this was there, and I never... You know, I'm so glad that, you know, in a way I'm glad I got sick, really sick like that, where I, you know, had to seek something, you know, divine more than just doctors, so that I would have that experience, sick, so that it would change my life to, you know, just have a closeness with God and realize that this type of, you know, this is out there. It can help a lot of people if people just knew or would just go.
Amy.
Chris, go ahead.
I got a question for you. You mentioned that you had children.
Have
they
two boys.
Been able to notice a huge difference in the home and in you since this has happened?
They noticed, like, when I pray, you know, they heard me speak in tongues a few times, and they're just like, Mom, how did, you know, where does that come from? And I, you know, I don't know what I'm saying, but I know that I'm praising God. And I'll tell you, one afternoon I was sitting on the back porch, and I had been praying and just thanking God for everything, just thanking Him. And my hip was kind of hurting, and I thought, gosh, you know, this is just annoying. I don't know if it's going to rain or what. And I was sitting there, and my 13-year-old's out there, and I said, Grant, I said, would you, you know, put hands on me and pray for me, because my hip is really hurting me. And I lifted my legs out, and I kind of noticed that my right leg was a little off. It wasn't the same length as my other one. I was like, okay, so that's what it is, you know, that's, and I said, just pray for me, pray. And he said, Mom, you know, I don't know if I can. And I said, yes, you can, you know, you thank God. And I started thanking Him, and then I said, and then you say, you know, in Jesus' name, right leg, my right leg grow and straighten like it should be. And I was telling Him what to do, and actually my leg actually moved and grew out. You know, it was even with my other leg. And I said, did you just see that? And He goes, yes, I did, Mom. He goes, I can't believe that. And so He's like, will you check me? So we looked at his feet and his hands, and we prayed over him, and he was like, I can't believe that. He's like, it's so amazing what God can do. And I'm like, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's been lots of stuff that they've seen in the new church. It's just amazing.
It's such a sign and wonder, Amy, you know, that's so tangible. And it's what's so cool is that here we are, just normal Christians, not any special gifts. We are born again, and yet we can speak in the name of Jesus, and there's a power that goes out when we speak in His name. There's obviously a power. Why else is it adjust? We've seen thousands of these short legs and arms adjust out where people are out of alignment and all. I've even seen a couple of short feet adjust over the years. Which was pretty supernatural. I'm not surprised at anything anymore. That's the high adventure of all this. Amen.
that's so awesome. I mean, there's no limit what you can do in Jesus' name.
Yes. The doctrines of Christ even include the raising of the dead, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that. I know people that have. And that may be around the corner for us, and praise God.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
Amy, you're going through the training, aren't you now? Are you?
I have. Yes, I've ordered the stuff, and I'm going through the training. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as you freely have received, now you're going to freely give, and there's nothing. It's so fulfilling. I just praise God. Somebody shared with me because I'm on these tremendous highs constantly, being in the middle of this and ministering and seeing all these supernatural things happen by the power of the Holy Spirit, and I'm still on a high for Monday night. You know, we had 21 cases.
When you actually see it, and you ask for it in Jesus' name, and you witness it, it is like nothing else. Like, oh my gosh, you know, look what he just did. That is so amazing. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well,
there
are
people.
Amy. Go ahead, Pastor.
Well, I was just going to say there's lots of people that have read about those things in the Bible, but they've never actually seen it or really realized they could step out in Jesus' name and do his same works that he did. And we certainly know what Jesus did. All we got to do is read the New Testament. But casting out demons, healing the sick, all these miracles and things. John 14:12, Jesus told believers in his name that we're to do his same works. And even greater works than these shall we do, because he said, I'm going to the Father. He gave us the power of attorney to do it in his name. And that's such an awesome point to get hold of, that we can speak directly to these situations. We don't have to go to the Father in Jesus' name and deliverance and healing. We can speak directly to it and see it
right.
happen.
Yes,
you
know, it's so amazing.
Amazing.
Well, Amy, thank you for being on the program tonight. Is there anything you'd like to say before you go, or to say to people that are considering or praying about coming to Deliverance Ministries or seeking deliverance?
I just say, you should go. I mean, you have no idea how it can change your life. I mean, it is amazing. And it is, it helps you, and it's just, it can completely change your life. I mean, you need to go.
Well, amen. Praise God. Thank you for being with us tonight, Amy.
Yeah, thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
You're a blessing.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you.
God bless.
Well, Pastor Cox, you mentioned about the training, and the training usually runs about $10,000, but you're running a special this month, right?
No, the training is free, and you do need to pick up one of the books, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, that I've authored, and it's really a manual. It's a book manual, and it has the steps in it that we have learned to do, and it's available through Scriptures for America, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus.
And amen.
You might mention that our website as well is Deliverance. USA.com, deliveranceusa.com, and there's all kinds of information, including 4 hours of teaching and actual video ministry that people can get at distance online when they can't come to Oklahoma.
Well, one thing you have to watch out for is next time don't get two people that are so excited about deliverance that you and I can't get a word in edgewise.
I know. It was a little hard getting into the conversation.
Yeah, we just need to turn the mic on and let them go, and you and I go have some coffee and then come back an hour later.
That's right. So true.
Well, again, if you'd like to find out more about Deliverance Ministries, there's some excellent resources on there. The self-help ministry is incredible. I mentioned before on about how I was on there, and I went ahead and went through the steps for deliverance for the Masonic Temple and Masonic Lodges. And I didn't fill anything up until I said the 33rd degree prayer. And when I did, something changed. So I don't know whether someone in my past had sworn that oath or been to that level, but it altered my life. And it's there on the website. It's an easy website to navigate. Self-help tools, self-ministry. There's plenty of, over 4 hours of videos. You can get started and actually be delivered, because it's you and the Lord and the Holy Spirit doing it anyway, even if Everett or myself is in the room. Is that correct?
Yes, for sure.
We're just sometimes pointing in the right direction. And the direction we like you to go is to deliveranceusa.com. Sir Richard, is there anything you'd like to say before we go tonight?
I enjoyed the testimonies, and praise the Lord. You could sure hear, you can hear the joy of the Lord, in that. And when, Chris, I texted you, thank you, Lord, for healing Amy. I mean, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord for that. And we overcome. It says, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And that's part of it. Our words have power. Christ tells us that.
Amen.
And you guys addressed it tonight. Yeah, praise the Lord.
And do you want us to pray for you for your skunk issue?
We're good. I appreciate it. But we're so far so good. I think we got them out. We're gonna go get the flashlight and the shotgun and take a look around here in about 5 more minutes after we get off the air. But I'd appreciate the prayers. That the skunks, they go somewhere else, They go somewhere else. So,
well, we agree with you, Richard.
Amen.
They're gone in Jesus' name.
Amen. Be gone. Be gone.
Okay. Well, thanks everybody for being here with us tonight. Come back again next week for Hope is Alive in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Pastor Cox. Thank you, Richard.
God bless you all.
Sometimes the world seems like a hopeless place, a perfect picture of a hopeless case. 'Cause somehow every now and then the whole world just comes crashing in, till it seems like every breath of hope has died. September morn, when the towers fell and all our hearts were torn, like the story of the man from Galilee, they were as innocent as could be when the darkness came to take out.